With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Congressman Jim Jordan failed to secure the speaker's job for a second time today. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says quickly electing a new House Speaker is important for his party, the country, and the world.
It is a full-on geopolitical crisis internationally, and the American people expect us, the party that has traditionally been the strongest on national security, to step up and to be the adults in the room. And right now, we just have too many internal divisions, and it's getting in the way of sound, strong conservative policy.
Congressman Gallagher made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A surprisingly large group of 20 Republican lawmakers rejected Jordan's bid on Tuesday, and then 22 rejected it on Wednesday. President Biden says Israel will allow humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told Israeli officials in Tel Aviv that people in Gaza need food, water, medicine, and shelter. He said Israel agreed to allow the flow of humanitarian aid.
Based on the understanding that there will be inspections, that the aid should go to civilians, not to Hamas.
He said if Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. defense official says two drones launched at a base hosting U.S. troops in western Iraq have been intercepted. Hours later, an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq announced it had launched another drone attack on a second base. No injuries have been reported in either incident. The salvos came at a time of increasing tension and fears of a broader regional conflict in the wake of the latest Hamas-Israel war. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 332 points, the Nasdaq dropped 219. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood reacts to the war between Israel and Hamas.
Apparently what the organization thinks is most needed in the crisis is more abortions. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has released a statement vowing to provide abortions and contraception to Palestinian women during the conflict, stating that, quote, "We take seriously our responsibility to preserve the enormous gains made in sexual and reproductive health care in the region." Critics say the IPPF is trying to capitalize on the crisis. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britney Spears' new memoir reveals she had an abortion while dating fellow pop star Justin Timberlake more than 20 years ago. Writing in The Woman in Me, Spears said she wouldn't have gotten the abortion, but Justin was so sure he didn't want to be a father. Statistics indicate that a large number of women who have abortions every year would not do so if the father of the child was not urging them to end their pregnancy. This is SRN News. A new report says vehicle crash and fatality rates for young drivers have fallen dramatically. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The nonprofit group Governors Highway Association says looking at statistics from 2021 and 2022, fatal crashes involving drivers under 21 years old have fallen by 38%, and deaths of young drivers have dropped even more, by about 45%. For drivers 21 and older, fatal crash and deaths rose during that period. The report acknowledges that young people are driving less than they were 20 years ago, but it highlights several other reasons for the decreasing numbers, such as state programs that phase in driving privileges. I'm Donna Warder.
Other recommendations include bolstering adult and parent participation in their child's driving education. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.